Living Black, Australia's longest-running Indigenous current affairs TV program, is returning for its 21st year, also its 31st season, premiering on Monday, the 22nd of April at 8:30 p.m. and also encored on SBS on Tuesday, the 23rd of April at 10:30 p.m. And I'm pleased to say I'm joined by Carla Grant, Living Black executive producer and journalist, to give us some insights into everything you need to know about the new season. Carla, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio again.
Thank you so much, Bertrand. It's good to be with you again.
Now, what can viewers expect from the upcoming season of Living Black now in its 31st season?
Yeah, well, we've got a really fantastic new series for you coming up this year, Series 31. Of course, we celebrated our 20th anniversary last year, which is a huge milestone for us. Very proud of the program and how far it's come. And yeah, 21 this year, turning 21, and our 31st season. So we've got a really, really strong, diverse lineup of conversations for you. For the first 10 weeks, and we've got some, amazing people that we're speaking to this series, including for the first episode, we're speaking with the longest-serving Matilda, Lydia Williams, on the road to the Olympic Games. Of course, the Matildas will be in Paris for the Olympic Games in July this year, and so she's she's part of the squad, and she's busy training and getting prepared for that. So it was really wonderful to sit down with her for our very first episode. And we have comedian Andy Saunders, who people might know from The Block. He was a former contestant, he and his wife, on The Block, the renovation program. And he's also a proud Biripi man and a comedian who's been working in the industry for, over 15 years. And was wonderful sitting down with him. Such a funny guy and a really interesting story to tell as well. We also speak with ARIA-nominated Anandiliakwa singer Emily Waramara. She's a beautiful singer-songwriter, and she's got a new album coming out, and also looking to tour the country later this year. So we had a beautiful sit-down interview with Emily. Auntie Barbara McGrady, I'm sure many of your audiences will know of Auntie Barb. She's a famous face that we see around the traps taking photos of mainly our sporting heroes. And she's our first Indigenous Australian photojournalist. So we look at her, illustrious career and talk about, what motivated her to get into photography and what she likes to do best, which is to photograph sports people. And she really loves photographing our NRL players and AFL players, as well as our boxers as well. That was a really great interview with Auntie Barb. And also Black Douglas, who I'm sure your audiences will be familiar with as well. He was the 2022 Archibald Prize winner. He's a Dungari artist, and we speak to him about his new film that's just come out called Black Douglas versus the Commonwealth. So it's a fascinating documentary about his journey in tracing the life of his grandmother, who was a member of the Stolen Generation. She was taken away from her parents at a very young age and sent to the Cootamundra Girls Home. He actually, traces her life and finds out more about the family, and it's a really moving and emotional journey for him. So a lot coming up, but as well as our investigations. Of course, we're known for our award-winning investigations, and we've got another strong lineup of investigations coming up for this series as well.
Yeah, without giving too much away, can you share with us some details about these powerful investigations? Just looking at the press release, I saw some really very, very interesting stories coming up about black cladding and the redevelopment of the block in Redfern. Can you give us just some insights into what we can expect?
Don't want to give too much away, Bertrand, but because I would, we want viewers to, or the audience to tune in to these investigations. But yeah, we are looking at black cladding and Aboriginal businesses and what's happening in that sort of sector where Aboriginal people are used to front a business. The business is actually a non-Indigenous business, and they're just using First Nations people to front that business. So there's a lot of that happening, as we find out in our investigation. It just shows that there needs to be, a lot more governance around it and a lot stricter controls around that, so that the money that is available for Indigenous businesses actually goes to the Indigenous businesses. And also, yeah, as you mentioned, we are looking into the redevelopment at the block in Redfern, and just examining that and the impact that it's had on the community there. So another fascinating story.
Yeah, and it's also said that the series will feature international First Nations talents. Can you share some teasers about some of the guests that you spoke to and the issues on a global scale that we'll be exploring?
We actually got to meet a First Nations Cherokee chef from Oklahoma in the US. Her name is Nico Albert Williams. She's a Cherokee chef, a caterer, and a student of traditional Indigenous cuisines. So Nico was out here to attend the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival, amongst several other sort of events. We were lucky enough to meet her, and she came into the studio, actually, and we did our very first cooking segment on Living Black, so that was a lot of fun. Nico cooked for us a very special Cherokee dish, blue corn dumpling soup. It was delicious, and we cooked that up on the set and tasted that, and she talked to us about how she got into cooking and finding her heritage as well, and the importance of food, and sort of sitting around very much like our mob, sitting around having a feed and sharing stories as well. So so that's going to be something different for Living Black, this series.
Yeah, and from featuring international guests, the show will also reach the wider multicultural community in Australia. Can you elaborate on the decision to include subtitles in Arabic, simplified Chinese, traditional Chinese, Korean and Vietnamese, and how this can contribute to make Indigenous stories more accessible to diverse audiences?
Yeah, well, our program has been, subtitled in different languages for the last few years, actually. As you mentioned, simplified Chinese and Arabic amongst those languages. And it's really, an important way of getting to, another audience and getting to, to the community and letting them know about First Nations issues. So, we're really proud and very excited that this will continue this year and that we're able to get to another, as we know, we have a very multicultural community in Australia, and so we want to make sure that, that we're speaking to those communities as well and letting them know about First Nations issues and letting them know about the perspectives that we have on, our issues. So, that will be happening again this year.
Yeah. Well. How does Living Black plan to engage and inspire younger generations of First Nations viewers in Australia and internationally?
I guess that's, comes through with the lineup that we have. We have such a diverse lineup of conversations for the series. So there's something there for everyone. And, we've got Emily Waramara, who's a young Anandili Akwa singer and songwriter, and other people in the lineup as well will appeal to different sectors of different sections of our audience. So there is something there for everyone, and we hope that all our audiences will enjoy the new series coming up.
Now, I know I've taken much of your time, but before I let you go, would you have any closing thoughts or maybe something to add we may have missed that's really important to bring to the attention of our listeners?
This year, we really have a focus on how we're perceived, on a global sort of stage as well. So we are actually going to be speaking with the First Nations Ambassador, Justin Muhammad, who was appointed last year, I believe, by the Foreign Minister Penny Wong, and he's looking at foreign policy and how government can adopt Indigenous, issues into that foreign policy. So we're hopefully going to be following him somewhere around the world. I can't sort of say where that's going to be just yet, but we want to see him in action here in Australia and how he sort of, interacts with our communities here, but also how he takes our issues to a global stage and highlights those issues. For instance, he will be going to the UN and he's going to the Festival of Pacific Arts this year in Hawaii. So he's got a number of different engagements and we're hoping to sort of, tag along with him on one of those events and see, how our issues are raised on a global scale.
Kyla Grant, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on NITV Radio today and congratulations on a new season of Australia's longest running Indigenous Current Affairs program.
Thank you so much for having me, Bertrand.